Peoples, it's Wednesday, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. It's Wednesday. What's happening? Hey, it's Wednesday, baby. That means we're halfway through the week, right? Right. You see the light at the end of the tunnel. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hey, y'all. We got a great show for you today. Today is Wake Up Wednesday. Yeah, so if you got any conspiracy theories or you got anything you want to alert the community to, today is your day. Because, hey, I'm here. I'm waiting on you. Because I got a couple of theories myself I want to touch on. So come on, talk to me, y'all. We got 2 hours plus to talk about anything that you want to. And, of course, you know, hey, we're going to make it happen one way or another. So come join me on Let's Talk so we can have us a bit of fun. So go ahead, get that drink, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, water, wine, you know, cocktail, afternoon cocktail, whatever you're sitting down and sipping with, and get comfortable and enjoy the conversation we're about to have. Because I know me and the crew, we going to get it on today. So I hope y'all ready for it. Wow. And look, I'm feeling pretty good because I really do believe we got a great show for you today, y'all. And I hope everybody is on the up and up. You know, you've got your thinking caps on and you're ready to give us some good conversation. All right. Anyway, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio, and I am your host, Mr. Talk. And as I mentioned before, today is Wake Me Up Wednesday. And trust me, we're going to wake some of y'all up because there's some things we're going to talk about today that a lot of you have no idea is going on. That's right. I'm going to say it again. A lot of you have no idea because you're still walking around here asleep. But we're going to wake you up and let you know there's some real things happening out there in the world that you need to be aware of. That's right. That's all I'm saying. So like I mentioned before, go ahead and you know, get that Coca-Cola, get that Pepsi, you know, that afternoon cocktail, you know, your whiskey, or whatever it is you're going to sit down and relax with. You know, while you're working on that hard project, you know, take your mind off some things. We're going to give you some things to talk about. Yes, we are. Because we're good like that. We are. Now, you know, of course, we got to bring the crew in on this. So, when you know, once the crew get here, we really going to get the rolling. But don't get it twisted, because I can handle it without the crew. They just add a little more flavor to the show. You understand what I'm saying? Because I can get you to think it without even having the crew here. And believe you me, I can do it, and I will do it if I have to do it all by myself today. But we're going to make that happen regardless. All right. Wow. Now, before I get to talking about anything else, what's going on with the news lately? You know, just before I came on the air, there was this big breaking news thing. They have identified and have arrested a suspect in the Boston Marathon bombing. Well, come to find out that was a false alarm. They haven't arrested anyone. No one. And if they have, they ain't going to let you know yet because they're going to beat the crap out of them before they let you know who it is. But isn't that amazing? Now you're gonna, all these people done broke in, they're doing these live shots, and you can see nothing but confusion. There's a reason why there's so much confusion. There really is. Yes, there's a whole big old laundry list of why there's so much confusion going on. But you know what? It's okay. Because we're going to talk about that list of why they got so much confusion going on right now. You know, everybody talking about my sources here and my sources there. Well, all your sources said one thing, but when it came down to push and shove, the sources said, no, we don't have anybody. We don't have anybody in custody. We don't have anybody under arrest. Yeah, they say we have an identification. You know what identification, that means they done saw somebody on the picture and say, okay, we want that man right there. They may not know who the hell that man is. They just know how he looked. That is an identification, right? So you have to pay attention to what they're telling you, getting everybody hyped and up, you know, hyped and stuff about what's going on. I'm just saying, y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up, pay attention. Hey, Benny, I see you out there, man. Thank you for joining us as always. And, of course, you know, I got my sidekick on him, Ms. DP. I'll see ya. Oh, yeah. But anyway, you know, as I always say, we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about this thing. And we're going to talk about a lot of things today. So I hope y'all ready, man. If y'all got y'all conspiracy theories in mind, y'all want to talk about it, hey, let's do the damn thing, because I'm ready and I hope you ready too. That's why it's Wake Up Wednesday. And you know what? I'm going to do this real fast because I got a lot to go on today. Here's the house rules real fast. Y'all ready for them? Okay. I want y'all really listening now. Here are the house rules. We encourage open talk on Let's Talk. I am a very liberal host, so when I let you on the air, I usually keep your mic open. However, I do want you to respect everyone's time to speak. Do not talk over each other. Okay? Also, keep your responses short and sweet to the point. We don't need 10 to 15 minutes dissertations about anything that's going on. We just need it short and sweet to the point. No personal attacks. We are adults, and this is an adult show. Things are said. Attack the subject, not the person. If you do, that shows how weak-minded you really are. And if it continues, you know, more, it becomes a constant thing, I will go ahead and deal with you personally. And you know what? For everybody but Michael, this is what you will hear. Now, for Mike, I got a special one made up just for you, so I'm just letting you know. But anyway, those are the house rules. I don't think I need to say them too much more. I'm just letting you know what they are and how they will be enforced, okay? All right, that is the house rules. Now, I see somebody has their hand up, but, you know, I don't even have my song of the day or my quote of the day out the way yet. So should I see what they want real early? I guess so. They can wait, huh? Let's bring him in and see who this is. See, it's just a long lost soldier. Hey, you on the air? What's going on? Hello, 111. That's you. Say hello. That's
well,
Joe.
I can wait. You
yeah,
got the quote of the day, and you've got something else on your agenda. No problem. I can wait, and then I'll start in.
Okay, you can wait, and you can start in. Okay,
yeah.
That'll work. All
okay.
Right, well, let me go on and knock that out.
All right.
Okay. All right, here we go, y'all. We got the song of the day today. And you know what? I think this is a great song for what we're talking about today. And it is Wake Up Everybody by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes featuring Mr. Teddy Pendergrass. All right, so sit back and relax. Go on to get comfortable and listen to the song of the day.
Wake up, everybody. everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. We gotta change the world, just you and me. Stop using the dope.
color. Everybody, we need each other. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. With all your teachers, start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children, teach the baby, teach the children.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about right there, man. Whoo, boy, I don't know about y'all, but that song had me moving a little bit. I'm telling you, that's the song of the day. I'm almost tempted to play it again. I think I played it at the show. But anyway, that is the song of the day, Wake Up Everybody by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes featuring the late Teddy Pendergrass. What y'all think about that? Y'all like that song? Man, I'm telling you, it had me moving. But it has a very true message to it. It's time we need to wake up, y'all. Get up out them beds, open our eyes. Quit hiding under them damn rocks. That's right, wake up. Because some things going on in our country we need to put a stop to. Ain't nobody trying to get you to be no hero. We just trying to get you to do your part. That's all we doing. Wake up, everybody. Now, Vernon, I got my song in. Yeah, I thought you was going to keep me out. Yeah, wrong. Anyway, all right, y'all. That was the song of the day. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I don't know. I'm going to have to listen to that later on when I'm off the air. Right now, let's move right along during the show. All right, that was the song of the day. Wake up, everybody. All right, and here is the quote of the day. All political power comes from the barrel of the gun. You register and ban firearms before the slaughter. And that was said by Mao Tse-Tung, 1938. Y'all know who that is. Yeah, y'all know Mao Tse-Tung. Yeah, y'all know who he is. Hey, yeah, I didn't say I was perfect at pronouncing things, but y'all know who he is. Mao Tse-Tung, yeah. Y'all know who he is. All political power comes from the barrel of the gun. You register and ban firearms before the slaughter. Hey, wake up. There's another message right there. Wake up. Everybody. Wake up. That's because Vernon told me I couldn't sing yesterday, y'all. So, he didn't want to hear me sing when I was going to sing. So, I have to get that in every now and then. Just so Vernon can start shouting. Wow. Okay. Anyway, now, let's see. We're going to go ahead and bring Joe in. Because, Joe had his hand up there bright and early. So we're going to bring him and see what he want to talk about first. He didn't want to talk about what I want to talk about. We're going to steer him to what I want him to talk about. So here we go. Come on, Joe. Talk to me, boy.
Well, I want to talk about the same thing. 9/11, Boston Marathon. Is it the Zionist?
Right.
Is it the New World Order? Who is it?
Hey, you know what? It's the good men. That's who it is. That's the good men. That's who the hell it is. Now, see, I'm glad you brought that up, Joe. See, because I've been doing a little background checking on some things,
Mm-hmm.
And out of 9/11, only thing we hear about them Twin Towers going down, right? But what about
mm-hmm.
Building 7? Why did that one go down? But you don't hear anybody talking about why that went down. You remember? You ain't hear nobody say anything about that. Why not?
I know there's
why
a
not?
Lot of people talking about that.
Yeah, but as anything, they don't talk about it anymore.
No, that's true.
Nobody said anything, but they still talk about them Twin Towers, don't they?
Well, the Twin Towers were the deception. They were the mirror. They were the David Copperfield of the day.
Oh, really? And why?
Take a look at it now. Don't see it later. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were the distraction.
Before we get started, now I got one more clip I want to play,
mm-hmm.
and this is related to 9/11. Some interviews after what went on. And you're going to be surprised at some of the things you hear Heard said. Now I'm asking y'all, you know, we just played the song Wake Up. How you like that song? Brought you back to your old days, didn't it?
Oh yeah, that was before Teddy got in a car wreck. Yeah,
before he got in a car wreck, right. Back in 74. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know you like it. I know it. All right,
no,
but anyway,
I've danced in that music since I was in my teens.
Wait a minute, Teddy Bergeron wasn't singing then, Joe. But anyway, we're gonna go ahead and play this clip real fast, and y'all take notes, so because this is gonna be the start of Wake Up Wednesday. So y'all take notes, because I took some notes on what they're saying, and it's some powerful stuff in there. So here we go, and I'll be back in a few. It's about a 10-minute clip, so you know. Please listen. Okay, bye.
Are they going to find my husband? Are they going to find a part of him?
My show is 2 hours.
Half of them, they never found anything.
Photos and flyers of the missing wallpaper the city, especially in lower Manhattan.
If anyone has any idea if they've seen him or know where he is, call us. He's got two little babies.
You still see the faces. You know, people put up faces of their loved ones, pictures of the park where the kids were playing, where it was now littered with photographs of loved ones. And you looked at those each and every day, and you know, you try to imagine that this was once a living, breathing human being.
2,740 people will be confirmed dead at the World Trade Center, including 157 who were aboard the two planes that hit the towers. At the Pentagon, the death toll is 189, including the 64 passengers and crew from Flight 77. And in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, there are 44 dead. The total death toll from 9/11, 2,973. In the weeks that follow, Americans struggle to find their footing in a new world known as post 9/11. For the first several days, television coverage is nonstop, the most airtime for any story since the assassination of President Kennedy. Within a week, the broadcast networks return to regular programming. Commercial air travel, grounded for 4 days, resumes nationwide. And the New York Stock Exchange reopens after a 6-day shutdown, the longest since the Great Depression. In October, a terrorist mails letters contaminated with anthrax to members of the U.S. Senate and the media. That same month, President Bush signs the Patriot Act into law, giving the federal government new powers to combat terrorism. And American military forces prepare to invade bin Laden's sanctuary, Afghanistan. It is the epic battle that Osama bin Laden had hoped for. But bin Laden vastly underestimates the American military. Kabul falls on November 13, 2001. Yet bin Laden manages to slip across the border into Pakistan.
He's hiding someplace in Pakistan, probably on the border, and he's being hosted by Afghan and Pakistani tribals who live in that ungoverned area. He's welcomed there because he's a hero to them now. He defies the world in the name of Islam. He's bigger than life because he's eluded us. And he has money.
May 30th, 2002. A ceremony marks the end of the 8.5-month cleanup at Ground Zero. On the 1-year anniversary of 9/11, Pakistani authorities arrest Ramzi bin al-Shib after a gunfight in Karachi. He is the Hamburg cell member who couldn't get a U.S. visa and became bin Laden's go-between with the hijackers. 6 months later, CIA and Pakistani agents capture Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the engineer of the 9/11 plot. They roust him from his sleep in a villa near Islamabad and transfer him to a U.S. military base in Afghanistan. In custody, he provides details of the 9/11 plot and admits that he was the mastermind. March 2003. President Bush leads the U.S. into a war that he defines as the next step in the new post-9/11 foreign policy. U.S. forces invade Iraq and topple the regime of Saddam Hussein, a dictator who was left in power at the end of the first Gulf War. Also in March, the National Commission on the Terrorist Attacks Against the United States holds its first public meeting. July 2004, the commission issues its final report.
This was a failure of policy, management, capability, and above all, a failure of imagination.
October 29, 2004, just 4 days before the U.S. presidential election, Bin Laden releases a videotaped statement.
We had to destroy the towers in America, so they taste what we tasted, and they stop killing our women and children.
Bin Laden's been very clear. His message has been a defensive message, that what we want is the Americans out of the Middle East.
This is Osama Bin Laden's legacy. The man who dared to say to the American, you interfering in our business, we will interfere in your business. You are killing our people, I am killing your people.
In many ways, Osama bin Laden has achieved what he originally set out to as a young Mujahideen.
Even if bin Laden is killed or captured, there is sufficient momentum for the jihad campaign against the West to continue, because he has galvanized a movement that will certainly outlast him.
I heard it repeatedly after the 93 World Trade Center bombing, by saying they didn't kill enough people. It wasn't said by militants, it was said by FBI agents. They didn't say it because they wanted more blood, but they understood that it would take more blood in order to get the government to react. And now I'm hearing other FBI and other officials say to me, Steve, we're going to need another 9/11.
I don't think the American people have a good idea of what a long and bloody road this is going to be.
Since 9/11, that long and bloody road has become bloodier still. Al-Qaeda is no longer just a terror network, it's a movement that operates worldwide. October 12, 2002. A series of bombs hit a nightclub district in Bali, Indonesia. The blast killed nearly 200 people, most of them tourists. March 11, 2004. Explosives hidden inside backpacks blow apart 4 commuter trains in Madrid during the morning rush hour. The attack kills 191 people. July 7, 2005. Bombs tear through 3 underground trains and a double-decker bus in downtown London. At least 55 people are killed. July 23, 2005. In the popular resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, car bombs killed at least 88 people. It was sometime in November 2001 when Osama bin Laden met with a Pakistani journalist in a mountain hideout in Afghanistan. In the distance, the two men could hear the sounds of U.S. bombs and anti-aircraft fire. Bin Laden used the opportunity to explain the culture of violence that defines radical Islam. "This place may be bombed and we will be killed," he said. "We love death. The U.S. loves life. That is the big difference between us."
I just had to take my time and let y'all think about what y'all just listened to. I'll tell you. Oh, Lord have mercy. That was something to listen to. But did y'all hear? Did y'all really listen to what was being said? Huh? Do y'all really listen to what's being said? Kind of, I hate to say it, kind of explains a little bit what went on Monday in the Boston Marathon. I'm just saying. Too many similarities not to be ignored. That's all I'm thinking about it. What's up, nerd? I see you out there, Supreme. Hey, thank you for joining us today. Joe, your mic open, man. Go ahead. I know you're ready. Joe, are you there? Well, while we waiting on Joe. Now, in the piece I just played, did you...
Yeah, I'm here. Oh. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just doing something while I'm listening. All right, I'll get rid of the static and I'll get on the line in a second, okay?
All right, Joe. All right. I'll tell you, man. Joe be gone for a couple of days, then he come back. He got to fix his Obama phone. That's crazy, ain't it? But anyway, there's too many similarities to what happened Monday for us to really ignore. I think for us to ignore. Now, some of you may want to ignore it. That's up to you. But, you know, signs are there already. I mean, the FBI, in the clip said, you know, he was told, you know, there's going to be more. It has to be another one.
It's probably inevitable.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
what's bad about it, though?
What? What's that?
Outside of the people dying and the people getting their body parts blown off, there's already a representative, a congressman. He's saying that if people go into a store and they're going to buy items, too many items of beauty products and ball bearings, stuff like that, ordinary household stuff, he says that it's a good idea for the person, the merchant who's selling that stuff, to report the customer to the cops.
and honestly, do you believe that's gonna solve anything?
Well, a lot of people are going to become snitches. I mean, this is going to be a snitching community, a snitching society. They're clamping down. I don't know if the Boston Marathon was really staged by the globalists, but it's certainly going to be used by a corrupt government to try to...
Here's the thing about that, Joe. Even the terrorist groups overseas, they're trying to figure out who did it, because they're saying it wasn't them, because if it was them, they would claim it. They said it's you know, that's a glorified thing right there to them, but they're not even claiming it. So the question is, who did it? I mean, come on, the similarities, Boston, you know, the planes left 9/11 out of Boston. Now, the Boston Marathon, right? Now, you had the black backpacks. Once again, the black backpacks. Now, then you had the improvised bombs. Well, you know, that's basically what that was, an improvised bomb. I'm just going to say it. Okay? Now, then you had the letters. You know, one to the Mississippi senator and one that got intercepted, headed to the White House to the president. It's too much familiarity. Now, I know where they're trying to frame it to make it look like, but, you know, it's kind of too perfect for it to be an outside job. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, it could be.
So, in other words, what I'm saying, it's an inside job. It is an inside job. And the reason why I say that is because, what's up, East Coast, is because we got too complacent. We were no, and plus to add to it, we have, you know, they do have that NRA vote coming up. So why not put fear in the people again to make them think they need their weapons? You know what I'm saying? That's just my point of view on it.
Now, you go right ahead.
Now, there's another thing, too.
What's that?
The Rasmussen poll that was taken, 51% of the people who were interviewed, they said they would not mind for those people who are in prison on charges of terrorism to be imprisoned without evidence of a trial, without evidence to go forward for a trial. So they're for that. They're for people to be imprisoned and not to have a trial, just to have a charge of terrorism levied against them. So right away, it means to me that along with other things, I mean, America's doomed. I mean, American people are so goddamn stupid. They don't realize, and even though they have a 6%, they hate Congress to the point where the lowest level in years is around 6%. That's their approval rating. It's lower than snail. But yet, they don't trust Congress. They don't like Congress. But they want Congress to put people in prison on their say-so.
Look out, man.
They think it's not going to happen to them.
We got Nate Nerd in the chat room. Talking about not an inside job with some kid. Don't look too deep into it. Seen that Nerd? That's the problem. Nobody wants to look deep into things. Everybody wants to take everything at face value. And that's where we're being deceived at. You got to dig a little deeper because we're not being told the truth at all. Let me bring somebody else. And we got a hand raised up in here. Let's see who we got. All right, 111, you on the air. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, well, Joe, that goes for Costco. What about items that you buy from Costco and bought? I guess they're going to take that privilege away, too.
What privilege?
Well, he told me if you go in Costco and buy stuff out of Costco. Look, let's take a look at it this way. And now, right now, everybody is in that skittish, skirtish, you know, scared mode. Put it that way. Everybody is suspicious of the next guy, especially if you're of foreign descent. Let's be honest with it. Okay? So anything somebody come in and do right now that they may just look suspicious. Hell, he may be buying gas for his lawnmower, but somebody's going to call somebody about it because, once again, we have that fear that the government want us to have again to where we're going to call on everything and everybody at the same time. They can pass this thing on gun law. NRA is happy, and it moves on. Then all of a sudden it just moves right along, and you won't hear about it again. You know, that's my point of view. I may, you know, be looking at it differently.
Let me ask you guys something. When they get this guy, whatever, or he or she, I don't know who it is. I don't like to theorize. But what do you think they should get? I mean, if this is an act of terror, do you think they should give him a Miranda rights, or do you think they should torture him first to see if any other bombs, any other cells, because it's a different line when you're talking about having them in the United States. I mean, because this is a serious thing. I mean, because if they turn him over to the military, he's going to get tortured to see what he knows. I mean, it all depends on, you know, what the, I guess if it's an inside job, you're still going to have to get information. So this is not a type of incident where it's a domestic dude, guy goes in to shoot. Someone intentionally planned to harm innocent people that they did not know. That's terrorism. It's different than that. See, and then that's why I think people like this person and the people like in Colorado, you shouldn't kill them. You should torture them for the rest of their lives. They shouldn't go, I mean, giving them the death penalty or doing something with a type of person like that, that's letting them off easy. They should suffer for the rest of them their lives because people are going to live without limbs for the rest of their lives. So, I mean, it's going to be iffy how they do it, man.
Yeah, I think so. So, Michael, what do you think? What do you think? You don't think it was an inside job?
I don't know. I'm not going on whether it's not an inside job or not. I'm not going to that because that's not facts, and I'll just be theorizing. But whoever they catch, me personally, factually, how this is, they should torture them because they need to get information about whether it's domestic or not domestic. We need to get information. Then we can go and give you Miranda rights. But, see, it's because the law is always going to contradict themselves. Let's say if it is a foreigner and we find out it's a foreigner, you mean to tell me you're going to give them Miranda rights versus a United States citizen and said, and then how can you ask them, is there any other bombs around? You just give them Miranda rights and he can say, well, I want my lawyer. So he can't tell you if any other bombs, any other cells, or nothing around. So you guys are thinking about how this law, it contradicts itself. I think a situation like this, when you build a bomb, innocent people, you know the name, I think you should be tortured like you're on a battleship. I mean, like you're at wartime. This is terror. You're an enemy against the United States of America. No Miranda rights.
No Miranda. So what? Okay. All right. All right. No Miranda rights. But you know that's what's going to happen.
Well, I don't know. Well, somebody in the government should be stepped up and talk about this shit. Because we have to live in the now, because that's terrorism. That's different between somebody go like Steve Malvo when he went and shot some people, the sniper. I would think that's terrorism. You going around as randomly shooting innocent people. You causing terror to the whole United States of America. You're not definitely in the vault. That's crazy, something like that. Anybody to do something going
so
to if, innocent people.
So the first person that they caught around the Boston Marathon site, if they bring them into the police station, they shouldn't even have to ask them why they're there. They just torture them?
No. Listen, I said this last night. If they had evidence, of course I'm talking about that. I'm not talking about anybody, but because, yes, I am. I'm talking about if they catch somebody with evidence and they know that this is the guy, of course they're going to torture him. But they already released that guy.
Are you afraid that the government might plant evidence on people?
No, I don't have enough to see that's theory round. That's all
well, that's what they
if they have or not. But what I'm saying is bottom line.
Right.
If the government is looking for somebody and they have factual information that pins somebody,
well, how do you
so
know
if it, they're doing,
how do you know it's factual?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's the whole point. See, we don't know.
But I know I don't. But guess what? What I do know for factual information that people like Bin Laden said they do stuff like that. I know for a fact there's people
Bin Laden
in this
said
world
he didn't
that
do
does
it.
Stuff like this.
Bin Laden said he didn't do it.
Yeah.
I said people similar to Bin Laden, but guess what? He also claimed to do other things. He may not have claimed to do the tunnel, but he claimed to do the U.S. coal. He claimed to do that.
Hold up. All right.
So what are you trying to get me to say? Only thing I'm saying is people have facts. Now, if it's a small percentage, whatever, the government can plan it. Look, if the government plan information on you saying you had that bomb and you made it, Joe, I would guess what? It's factual information. Now, you're going to have to fight it. That's
hey,
all
Eric,
I'm saying.
Where was your rule about 15 minutes of dissertation?
Hey, we had to let Michael get that one out. Okay. He was on the roll. Hey,
all
look,
right.
Check this out. Michael, since we're talking about fact, here's a fact for you. There were three buildings that went down on 9/11, but you only hear about two of them. Why is that? Only two of them got hit by an airplane. So why did the third one drop?
No, I did hear. I've been heard. What do you mean? Why? You said
well,
I'm
not. Listen to what I'm saying, Michael. Listen to what I'm saying, Michael.
No, I'm just telling you. Saying
no, I'm just telling you. You know what, Michael? I made up a very special thing for you today. So if you want to hear it, keep on going.
No, you got to get the question straight. Right.
No, I'm asking you a question. Okay, you heard about it. Did you ever think about that? Huh? Did you ever think about
it? What do you mean I ever think about it? Yeah, I said, the building fell.
Why did the third building fall, though? Why?
Well, I have no reason. Don't care. I know it fell. And guess what?
Hold on.
You telling me I should? How dare you tell
you
me what I
you don't
do and
care?
Have on my mind?
You don't care
no,
about
that's
building?
Not. No, that doesn't stress me, sir. I know we have crazy people in this world, and I know that I've seen two planes fly crash into the buildings.
Right.
Now, the other guy last night told me that the box, the black box on the plane does not burn. Right? The plane in Philadelphia, they had a recording, cell phones and everything on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? People said that the government had something to do with it. People on that plane in Pennsylvania said, I'm on this plane. They called their family members, cell phone.
Yes,
they
did.
Cell phone address,
yes,
everything. It described everything that was happening on that plane. So people trying to say that somebody else did something. And I'm just saying, that's factual information. Ask machine,
Mike,
time and date, that's fact. So hold up. I'm not going to
How's your blood pressure?
I'm just going to deal with the fact.
Countdown.
6543. I'm dealing with the facts, yo. You're dealing in periodic realm, man. People sell books about this shit.
Return to the
man, people
main
got you thinking
menu
about selling books, man. That's how they get the money. They can guru you.
You missed them. I know I did. You missed him. I got him.
How'd you miss him?
I did miss him. I got him. Hey, Michael. Michael. You know what? We love you, Michael, but you talk too much. You talk too long. Damn. Can we get something in now? You need to calm down.
Michael,
I want you to take a breath first, Michael, because you get too excited, man. Take a breath. All right. Let us get some air in for you, okay? All right. Anyway, go ahead, Joe.
I don't know. Is it okay with Mike?
Yeah, it's okay with Mike.
It's okay with Mike. All right. talking about. Oh, is Mike back?
No, yeah, but,
okay.
Yeah, Mike is open, but go ahead.
Oh, all right. Well, with regards to the transponders, there's four planes, four black boxes, right? Now, never in the history of United States aviation has there been a black box that's been lost. There have been planes that have gone down in the ocean, and they've, from what I've heard, they've retrieved these black boxes. And these black boxes, when they were retrieved, worked. But guess what? Same day... Four black boxes made out of indestructible titanium cannot be found. I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why. And, Micah, do you actually think the government going to let people on the plane know what the hell is going on? Really? Really? And now flight 93? There you go with that hold on crap again. On flight 93. On flight 93. On flight. God damn it. On flight 93. we just gonna do this shit.
this is like, oh my
right
God, it's like, come on down, and then you know.
All right. Anyway.
God.
What? The only thing they say to flight 93, they didn't anticipate the passengers revolting against what was going on. That's the only reason why that went down where it did.
You know what? See, you sound like a religious person, yo. See, that's why. See,
well, you're damn right,
your
I'm a religious person.
So
delusional.
Okay. Hold up. Are you speaking facts or are you speaking speculatively? Or
I'm
theoretically,
I'm speaking specs. I'm speaking specs.
How can you say for a fact that the government conspired to do all of that? How can you say for a fact?
I'm looking at what happened.
Look, man, you can meet me anytime and you want, so I'm going to say what I got to say. Listen,
not if nobody can hear you. I'm
going to
give you like the government. You
died
can say
on that
people,
plane.
Nobody can hear you.
Look, if that family member who died on that plane.
All right. See, I told you. That's just how the government do you, Michael. When they want you to hear, they silence you. They silence you.
That's right. Freedom of the speech no longer exists in America.
See what I'm saying? And that just was an example, Michael. That's how the government do. We let you go as far as you want to go.
Well, I just silenced myself without even calling the show no more. I just silenced myself. But like I said before, you speculate. People got to get
Michael,
hated and told you
Michael,
all this dumbass.
Well,
the only thing you got to realize
Michael,
is that people do evil shit in this world.
Michael,
so you
well,
can talk all
that
shit that you want.
Michael?
Right. So what you said is what I believe. I believe.
It's actuality.
So,
he's leaving the now.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Well, hold up. Well, why the government did
again
not plant bombs
up
in Iraq?
Michael,
look,
can I hold
look
up?
If the government
hold
wanted to be so secret, they could have planted bombs in Iraq and told everybody it was a bomb.
Eric, can
why
I hold
didn't
up?
They let the whole world know that there wasn't
hold
no
up,
bomb?
Hold up.
If you're trying to trick the whole world, why don't you plant bombs in there so everybody says, oh, we got a reason? Because people make mistakes. So, unfortunately, people run you. People do fucked up shit, and they make mistakes.
Do you
and unfortunately,
believe, Michael, that the government might be involved in any of this stuff?
No, Michael is a truly believer that the government
I'm
is
not saying anything.
Right.
I'm dealing on facts. I know the government.
I'm asking
I know
you about your opinion. Do you believe? Do you believe that the government
There's no
might?
Believe me. There's
do
no
believing. Michael, I wish I had the fucking mute. Do you believe
There's no believing,
that the government might have something to do with the destruction of the Twin Towers and maybe the Boston Marathon?
I have no evidence.
I know.
No
do you believe it's
no
possible?
Evidence. Anything. Well, yeah, of course it's possible because you're dealing with people. The government
right.
is people. But what
so,
I'm saying is you're saying it like everything is fact. And
Mike,
you're not,
can I
you're
talk?
Because
like I can talk over you just as well as you talk over me.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You better not call
right?
anybody else no fool.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that the government is very, very possible that the government was involved directly with 9/11 and very possibly with the Boston Marathon disaster because...
Right. And
why?
What are the other possibilities?
Wait a minute.
How other possibilities
right?
No. No. And there's other possibilities that what the government said is can actually be correct, right?
That what
possible?
The government says has
and
to be
And what did
correct?
The government say?
Meaning that they take how many, they got the roster list, they take how many people got on the plane, and those people who was not conspired with the government, and people who
Mike, you're
come
talking about
to
the planes,
country.
And you were talking about the black boxes, right? So how come the four
no,
black
I'm
boxes
talking
in
about,
the history?
Hold on, the government is saying they didn't have enough
how
to do with
come the
it,
four
and
black boxes?
Entity,
were not discovered.
No, we're talking about causes.
Well, that's fact,
hold
Mike.
On.
They
First
were not
all,
discovered.
Hold on. We're talking
Do you believe
about two
that?
Different situations. Listen, hold up. We're
now, you brought
about
up the plane,
the
so let's go on with the plane.
And then,
do you realize those
look,
four black boxes were not discovered?
Look, guess what? Guess what? That can be classified information. We already know. You're not telling me if the government, I know for a fact that the government knows something in the world that me as a citizen does not know. That's a fact. I know that.
I'm
so
not asking
saying,
you about that. I'm asking
sense.
You about those four black boxes.
It goes to my point.
All right, so it goes to your point.
I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know that.
Wait a minute. You don't know that
don't
the four
that.
Black boxes were
now,
not retrieved.
Now, are you telling me that? No. Are you asking me is it possible that the government could be hiding? Yes, it's possible. Now, I'm telling you, is it possible that the government is saying that they didn't have anything to do with 9/11 as far as making it happen? Not saying they didn't have to cover it up afterwards, but I'm saying it happening. Actually, people think that the United States actually did that shit, man. Started that shit
know,
and moved the buildings up for themselves. No facts, no
You want to engage in a little... You want to engage in a little logic? Because we've only got
okay.
2 hours
Hold
on the show.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm
go
speaking
ahead.
Facts.
Okay.
Okay, you speaking gibberish, but go ahead.
No, y'all speaking theory, speculatively.
Yeah.
Well, speculatively, I'm speaking what the evidence tells me and with my eyes open. That's why it's Wake Up Wednesday. Hopefully we can
but
wake
the only
you
thing
up.
Your eyes can tell you is that them planes and them planes crashing them buildings, sir. That's what them eyes and a human being was behind it.
Well,
that's the
even,
only thing.
Even
and
that has
never
a theory
the
that
truth.
They didn't even crash
you
into the buildings.
The truth.
But let's
I know
do this.
Facts. I've seen facts.
Let me ask you, a few questions, Mike, and let's see how you answer them. You can ask me a few questions, and we can go on from there. Otherwise, we're just going to keep talking for nothing. Okay? My question to you is,
Burn
do you
it.
Know...
Come on, I'm waiting on y'all. Go ahead, Joe.
We got more? We got more callers?
Yeah, we got the crew listening. You know, crew listening. Yeah, they're going to be in here in a minute, though. Keep
All
going.
Right. My question is, do you realize that four of the black boxes out of the four planes have not been retrieved? And my question
is... No, I didn't realize that.
Okay. Well, they were not. According to some articles, they said they weren't. So if they weren't, why is it the first time in the history of the United States aviation, not only is it the first time that one box could not be retrieved, but four the same day? Does that... The question here, then... Do you think that might be a little suspicious?
Well, for one, no, it wouldn't be suspicious because I know the
suspicious.
Government has toxic. No, it would not because I know the government has toxic information.
All right, then.
Quite a lot.
I have nothing else
to
say, Michael.
To
you
me.
Win.
Okay, you asked me, but
I
know
and you answered. Now you win.
Right, exactly. So is it
you
suspicious
won.
To you that? And I'm asking, is it suspicious to you that the government ever has anything that's not classified Why do they have anything classified or not classified? I know for a fact, and everybody
so
does.
So what you're saying is that they retrieved the black boxes, which would have helped all of us to find out what went on that particular day, the second Pearl Harbor.
Never said that.
But they're going to take them, and they're going to hide them under classified material.
I'm saying, if they do have them, I know they can have them under classified reasons. Bottom line, if they do have them, I don't know.
So they have them under classified reasons.
I don't know, and I'm not trying to find out to know.
All right.
But I know
you're not interested. All right. Sorry for 9/11, Mike. I apologize all for 9/11.
The black box is no different than any other classified information. The black box would be no different. Any other classified information.
Okay, Michael.
Well, Michael, let me ask you this question then. Now, in 9/11, President Bush went on television saying our main objective was Afghanistan, bin Laden in Afghanistan, right? So when we broke down Kabul, oh, he done ran away again. Ain't that something?
He ran away.
Yeah, he got away. So anyway, once we conquered, you know, once we brought down the capital, Kabul, in Afghanistan, how in the hell did we end up in Iraq then? You know what I'm saying? Why did we end up in Iraq? But he's not here to answer now, so okay.
I don't know. You know, the government's all good. The government's good.
No, the government ain't good. I don't care.
The government
how I see it.
Sucks. But
you
the whole
know,
thing
I mean,
is
when when it comes to stuff like this, no, I'm not. You know, it's too many coincidences. It's like they made it. This bombing was so, how can I put it, almost perfect to, it makes you think about it. This is why I'm saying you had the black bags, as I mentioned before, the black bags, you know, Boston, and then you had the improvised bombs, then you had the letters being sent to the senator and to the White House. No, that's copycat stuff. And the other thing is these things were done, an hour after, an hour after the bombs they had went through and made sure everything was all right, that's just not a kid. I don't care what nobody says. That's just not a lone kid doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling that. It's more to it. And you know, people like Michael won't believe it, and we may be jumping up and down, net nerves, say we looking too deep into it, but you have to look deep into it. You do. You know,
well, when you talk about the history of the United States, I mean, if the history of the United States was pristine, that had no history of ever being malicious towards its own people, if it never conquered the Indians, if it never enslaved blacks, if it never had nuclear radiation experiments against veterans, if it never had nuclear radiation experiments against civilians, if it never injected people with syphilis, if it never put syphilis in the New York subways. What else did it do that was declassified information? If it didn't do the Northwoods, or almost did the Northwoods false flag, if it didn't have COINTELPRO, then you might say, well, you know, the government is getting a bad rap. But the government has had a reputation over the years of killing or radiating or having forced sterilization of people. They've done it by force. And they've done it underneath the covers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our government. That's not the Chinese government. It's not the Russian government. It's our government. Our government has had a history of doing this kind of stuff to people. So if
it's had
the history of doing it, then I think it's very reasonable to say it's very possible the government's doing it again.
Now, here's another thing. Here's another thing I want to talk about. You know, everything was kind of calming down. You know, everybody know, you know, they was looking for a suspect. And, you know, everybody's turning attention back to the gun control lobby and everything like this. Then all of a sudden today, boom, what happens? All of a sudden now, you know, we got a suspect in custody. We have the identification. And what is that doing? Once again, taking your mind off the more important, well, I ain't going to say the more important thing, but just taking your mind off what's going on with Congress now and putting it back on the onus of this disaster, you know, that was created. So the NRA and the lobbyists and Congress, whoever you name, their pockets filled, go ahead, pass that little NRA or deny the NRA and keep going. And nobody with the difference. You know, as you say, it's a smoke screen. But nobody is really trying to see that because their eyes are closed. Wake up, people.
Yep.
Let me bring Supreme in. Supreme, I ain't got time to chase your mic today, man, so I hope you got it together. Hey, if any of you out there have any theories or ideas of what you want to talk about, no problem. Give me a call, 347-388-622. I'd be more than happy to hear you. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or go to my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com, and drop me a line there. I guarantee I'll get back with you. So let's bring Supreme in and see what he got going on today. Mr. Supreme, what's happening, brother?
Peace, brother. Is my mic coming through clearly tonight?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying I'm in agreement with, I'm in accord with Joe today, you know. I mean, I don't think that Michael's done any research on the situation. He analyzed it. I think this is probably the best he's analyzed it since that's actually happened. You know, he seems to just, he's just a disagreeable person. He says about facts, but I don't think he's dealing with facts. Because if everyone can see, those towers were made to take plane damage. So for it to fall like a deck of dominoes or cards, there had to have been some sort of explosives inside the buildings, right? To break, pull it down like that. It went down from the top, that hit from the top. And then the whole building just fell apart like some dominoes. It would have been lodged into it if that was a proper accident. And then where's the clothes from the plane? Where's the clothes? All they found is one dead passport. I would have expected clothes all over the place. Does planes not take clothes, you know, your luggage when you're going on holiday or you're going on a trip? You feel me? So, I don't think that Michael's done any research into the whole matter. Bottom line, he's listening to everyone else who say it's a conspiracy. Let me tell you something. 90% of conspiracies are facts.
Okay, you broke up a little bit.
Is it gone?
Okay, go ahead. You're good now.
I said 90% of so-called conspiracies are actually facts, my opinion.
So you believe in these conspiracies, their power?
They're not conspiracies. They're facts. That's why the devil gets away with so much. Because they say you have to bring evidence. Now, it's meant to be a conspiracy that the devil puts drug in the black community and gives our kids guns. But we have to look at it on the other hand now. Black people don't have no boats where they're actually bringing in the drugs. And they don't have... There's no factory in the world that is owned or run by black people. So we have to do 1+1 here. Only the devil's in control of guns. And when they go into countries, when they went in Afghanistan, as soon as they went in Afghanistan, they locked down the poppy fields. Two square tons of the poppy seed. So
did you know,
that ain't nothing to do with black folk.
About an hour and 30 minutes after the first plane hit the towers and when the first one began to fall? Do you know that? No. And somebody who's dealt with jet fuel is I'm not going that way. I'm just saying. But hold on, we got somebody else in here, probably Michael again. All right, Michael, this you?
Yeah, well, see, let me tell you something.
Okay, you
right
calm
now,
down now?
Right now you have some people in America, right now, think that America is behind this Boston bombing. No factor in, haven't caught nothing. Y'all say everybody, human beings don't. Have you ever seen a crime or a really violent crime committed? Have you ever seen somebody get shot in real life and killed? A lot of people around this nation have seen violence. Exactly. So things in this happen in the world for real, and human beings do something. That's all I'm saying. But hold on, I want to get back to this black box stuff. You talking about, if you really want to hear the black boxes, guess what you're going to hear? You're going to hear screams and yells, people crying and terrified about their... it's a recording of the human beings recording themselves.
Right.
You might hear the captain. Hold up. That's all you want to hear, sir. And no one wants to have no... Why would I want to have a
Wait
tape
a minute, Michael. The black box has more than just people screaming. The black box was designed in order to have the conversations of the pilots to the air controllers and to have the conversations going on inside the cabin as well as to record the altitude and stuff like that.
So you telling me, I guarantee you, they did release a tape of 9/11 pilot.
But before the crash, because after the crash, they're dead.
Okay, so what do you need the black box for?
Look, can we
need tape recorder? Hold on.
Michael, can you do me a favor and taser yourself?
The black box is going to...
I haven't heard anything, so...
And they give you location and audio. They reached you the audio.
Right, they don't need the black box. They only designed it and made it out of titanium because I thought it was a nice little trinket they would put inside the plane.
But what do you want to hear? So guess what? So what do you want to hear off the black box?
I think you don't make sense.
They already showed you what? What do you want to hear off the black boxes? What do
you
want to hear
off the terrorists? If I tell you, will you then put a little lid on it?
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, good. You want to hear, because as I said, they were designed for us to find out what altitude they were at, to find out what the voices were of the criminals there that are on the plane. You wanted to find out if people are actually rebelling against the people, if they had nothing but box cutters. You want to find out if the cell phones worked above 24,000 feet, I think it was. You want to find out what the conversations were between the pilot and the... Mike, you said you were going to put a lid on it.
Wow.
And you want to find out what went on between the pilots and the towers. You want to find out a whole bunch of stuff so that you can try to recreate what was going on at that particular time. That's why you want them. But you don't think it's necessary, huh?
Hold up. Let's go. We can go and show the cell phones work when those people that died, when those real people, see, the shit, look. But those people, right, who died and their family members called their ash machines and called their phone with that airplane and heard their family members, they know which altitude they were on. This shit happened for real, Joe. And I understand what you're saying. Hold on. You saying whether or not we can find out whether the cell phones can work at a certain tower and people are calling their family members in the air saying we
want to overthrow this plane. And there's a dispute about whether or not cell phones at that particular time could work above a certain altitude.
Because
people did hear these conversations, and then people did recreate them, and they said cell phones could not work.
Saying that you was in the airplane, and somebody took over the plane, you want to say, I want to work.
Mike, you just don't think the government's involved in anything. So, you know, you're kind of like very narrow-minded here.
So you saying your wife was a part of the government. Your wife called you and said someone hijacked the plane. I'm a certain in the air. And
yeah.
You saying she's lying. Bullshit. She's
who said
upset.
If some... If,
I'm letting you know. The problem of the world because you still book. Somebody's corrupting your mind, bro. And proving, though, when those
so
people
you believe the government had nothing to do with it. Those four black boxes, they got lost on their own. The two towers came down on their own footprint on their own. First time in history that's done. Never had happened again.
I'm exposing you.
And how about the play of this particular show where we're talking about the third building that went.
God dang. All right, let him breathe for a moment. Go ahead, Joe.
And we're going to get to the point. Poor Mike. About the third tower that went down wasn't even hit. But you know, Mike, I can't talk to you anymore because if I talk to you, then you always bring in some other ancillary elements, and then you go on a different agenda, and then
Hey. Proves his point. That's what he All right, let's see. Michael, I hope
you
didn't breathe.
You're just not following my path.
Yeah, right.
I'm just trying to tell you, Joe, you just contradicted yourself, Joe.
I didn't.
Some people was in
God,
air,
everybody
man.
Contradicts themselves.
They were working.
You know,
why
you
do
know,
you need
look.
To know whether the cell phones were working in the air or not when the people
Michael,
called their family
Michael,
members,
listen,
Joe, and told
listen.
Them I'm in the air,
Michael,
and people do
Michael,
that? You
Michael,
think they lying?
Listen, Michael. All right, now. Here's the thing, Michael. You know, on the planes, they did start putting cell phones, phones on the back of the seats where you can use the phones to call people? Duh. Come on now. How in the hell can you tell? How in the hell can you? Listen. How in the hell can you tell the altitude and the direction you headed on your damn cell phone? How do you do that, Michael?
Look, hold up. You're not listening to me. What I'm trying to say is we want to know and find out. Hold on. He said we want to know whether cell phones could work at that altitude. And I'm saying look at factual information. Watch this. Someone calls, let's say your wife is on that plane.
That's a controversy. People are saying it's not a real phone call because the cell phones were not theoretical.
If it's not a real phone call, then your family members are working with the government. If it could have been staged, if my wife was on that airplane.
Not because they bribed somebody's wife.
Listen, you're telling me if my wife was on that, why did you get my point? Because I'm missing a fool out of your point about your question. If my wife had a cell phone and she called my cell phone and she left a message on my cell phone saying she's in the air, somebody hired at the airplane, you're going to tell me when it goes down, I'm going to say, hold up, my wife didn't call me. She's
you know anybody who
government.
Has said...
Daddy, look, when she called
you
in
know
the
anybody
air,
whose wife
the cell
called...
phone works. Yes, the man. Oh my God, man! They had tape recordings when the man left a message saying, "Look, we're about to go and take over the motherfucking plane." And that was from Pennsylvania.
Has there been anybody? Michael, I'm asking you a question. Why are you going hold up for?
Yeah.
Do you know of anybody who was Michael? Do you know of anybody who?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do you know of anybody who was? Do you know of anybody who was called or stepped forward? Michael.
For what?
Never mind, Michael. We were just fucking talking about it 2 seconds ago.
Step forward with what? Step forward with what?
Step forward who was called by his wife.
Yes, the tape recordings, you already have it, sir. Look, they have the roster.
Do you know of anybody... who has come forward, not the tape recordings, but do you know of these people who have come forward since the crash?
No, they don't have to come forward because guess what? I have a family member. Something happened. Listen to me.
Okay.
I have a family member that something happened. They could have came forward, but they
didn't. I'll be back in a minute, Eric. I'll get something to eat. Then he'll come back.
Hold on. Oh, man, go here, man. Go the fuck here, man. You theory, man. Y'all be selling books and shit, man. That's how people be guruing you with this bullshit. Y'all speculating
this shit, man.
People die for real, bro.
Okay. What are you talking
y'all
about?
Y'all selling books and making conversations on Guru when people in real life, family members, is dead and gone. And y'all talking about all this speculating shit. Well, I want to know whether the cell phones work when people didn't call their family on the airplane saying that they're ganging and y'all want to know if they work or not or they have a conspiracy. Come on, bro. It's real out here.
Okay.
People are crazy out here. It ain't always the government.
In
the inner city, who's killing the inner city kids? Are they killing each other, or is it the government, or is that a conspiracy?
You really aren't sounding like you got any sense right now.
What are you talking about? Listen, I read the paper today, and 5 murders happened. Did the government, the Obama, make anybody kill somebody over what they did? No. What are you talking about? Was that a conspiracy?
Hold on. Wait a minute. yeah, it's a conspiracy. All right, Mr. Lowe, you got this shoot, man. Go ahead.
Shalom, brother. Wow. How y'all doing today?
Well, we doing all right. How you doing?
I'm well, sir. Thank you. I'm sitting up here listening at this black man rant and rave and carry on with all of his foolishness coming out of his face right now. Michael, you can say whatever you like. Is there a coincidence that some people were told to not be in the city the day before it happened? Is that a coincidence? You do have people that have stepped forward and said, hey, I was told to not be in the city on that day, or I was told not to be at work on that day. Matter of fact,
one man that I know specifically that always speaks against the government and everything and everything that's going on. Dick Gregory was supposed to have been in New York that day.
And he didn't have a cell phone.
He didn't have a cell phone. And his wife called him and told him through one of his handlers, hey, someone called you and said don't stay in the city tonight or tomorrow, whichever it was. I can't quote it correct. But the man was told don't be in the city. He's not the only person that will testify to this stuff. And as far as the 9/11 commission goes, why is it that so many people, you have all, this is a patriotic moment for real red-blooded Americans to step forth and perform their due diligence to find out what actually happened. And we're talking people that's former governors and senators and such that were on the 9/11 commission that said, hey, you know what? I wasn't going to have anything to do with that because of what I was being told needed to be said. Man, Joe sat there for the longest just rattling off different conspiracies and different things that have happened per our government, and you would come on and blatantly disagree. Man, I have to ask you, brother, do you come on shows like this just to be disagreeable, or do you come on to bring information?
No. You notice Joe never spoke any facts. See,
what
Joe,
you mean
right,
Joe never spoke any facts?
No, listen. Joe really thinks that what I heard in the evidence heard someone calling their family members and say he thinks that is a fake. It can't be. And I'm saying, wow, if it actually, look, I know what I really heard. Family members out here that lost loved ones and got caught. There's people out there. There's some people think that there's no people in America who lost family members and family members didn't call them from the plane crashes. And I'm saying you're delusional. And I'm saying people like Dick Murphy, they mix facts and theory.
Another question
together,
that I have,
so then,
hey, you go deep throat, Michael, on somebody else. I don't have time for it. Another question I have is,
what does that mean,
because you're talking,
where
you
did that terminology come from?
I'm going to give it to you if you shut up and listen. You're talking, you run out of air, then you go, and then you start back talking. That's what I'm talking
man,
about,
go
man.
Ahead with your gibberish. Now, watch
I'm
what
just
you're
calling
saying.
It what it is.
I'll listen to
now,
you.
Now, watch this.
Watch this.
Why is it that all of the videos that were at different gas stations and different places leading up to the Pentagon, why is it that they went to every place that there was a gas station to get all the video footage and buried it? And another question, just like I said yesterday, you're going to tell me that a jumbo jet hit the Pentagon with no wings, with no luggage, only thing was parts and pieces so small that you could pick them up with your hand. If you work for the CIA or FBI or somebody, man, I tell you straight up, I don't give a damn about y'all because you ain't shit to me. If you work for them, I'm talking to you specifically, if you work for them, come get me. I stand on my own too.
Oh Lord, okay.
You crazy shit, Law. You got the mentality of them people that bomb bombs and shit. You crazy as shit, yo.
Oh well, so you're not gonna disagree with them, though.
Listen to you talk, baby. Listen to you talk. You know who you remind me of.
You actually
remind me of
the guy.
You remind me of the guy on the plantation that slept next to Boss. Everything
that's right.
Boss said was right.
But listen, you're not attacking what I say, though. You're not attacking what I say at all.
We can attack
tell
what
me what
say.
Say
that
I said it.
I attacked it. You ain't done no research. I attacked it. You ain't done no research. You ain't done no research.
You're telling me about what?
How come the building dropped like
what?
That?
Tell me what
those
I want to do and research
on.
And hold up. Let me tell you something. I learned something, too, that somebody told me. He said in the government, when you hear in the media, they said coming from a source tells us this. That's not factual information. Because you know what? All of y'all, when y'all said that, I guarantee you, y'all cannot go from y'all conclusion. You cannot. If you give me a document, you're going to have to say who signed that document. Give me a name who signed that document. If the person says, the department says something, attach a name to that quote. If you can't attach a name to a quote, it's theory. So when y'all back up y'all shit, start attaching names to quotes. Start attaching names to quotes, and then I can say they're fact. Because all the shit that y'all got, it come out from somebody's motherfucking head. And they make money off of y'all. Gurus. Straight gurus. I bet you people gonna make money off of this one.
So how in the heck are you going to require or charge somebody else to do something when you haven't done it your damn self? Back up, regroup,
what do you
and
mean?
Come on.
What do you mean? Sure, I know everyone's
bullshit. You watching it down? God dang it, I don't know what the hell is wrong with you today. You must have took your wrong medicine and got on the wrong side of your mound hill. God dang it. Shoot. Don't bring Big Jack out, please. Don't bring me out. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be good. Oh, my goodness. Going to tell somebody anytime we introduce something, you give you a name. Joker, you don't even know what your own name is half the time. Now, don't play. Don't play. Because you're about to get run up in and you ain't going to like it. And I don't care what you think about it. So if you want to play,
right, like
come
I say, like I say, speak facts.
What you say?
You can't speak facts.
What facts are you speaking? I'm
because,
give you all kinds
because your source is coming from somebody else's mind.
I got the facts right here.
Your source is coming from somebody else's mind. Give me facts,
Michael. My mind is well rounded. Trust me, I don't need nobody else to show me anything. My eyes are open. I from a dang on self. What are you talking about? You the one living in the now. That's
the
fantasy world.
Who knows
anytime you
who exactly
around,
what
anytime you walking around here talking about you living in the now and you want to do this, you want to do that, and this is wrong and that is wrong. You the one living in the fantasy world. I don't know what the hell is wrong with you, but you better wake up, son. And that's right. I'm old enough to call you, son. You need to wake up because you're sleeping on the wrong thing. You're sleeping on the wrong thing. You just keep on hanging around that time. You, everything is violence. People are out here dying. Well, hell, we all know people out here dying. That's why we're talking the way we're talking now. To let you know people are dying and you need to open your damn eyes to stop people from dying. But you're too stubborn and hard-headed to hear any dang on thing. Now, I'm going to open your line up. Be quiet and let somebody else talk. All right, Low Supreme, go
man,
ahead.
Man, you might hang up on me. You're the reason why people die because of your belief system, because you look at people and you demean them with hate. You can hate
yourself. Wait one fucking minute. You know what? You just fucked up, Michael. How do you have the audacity to tell me I'm the reason why people die when I done put 20 years in? Boy, you know what, Michael? Yeah, you good. You hung the hell up.
I don't know
who the hell you think you are. You goddamn lost your freaking mind.
Good.
Man, boy, see? Lord, I got my pressure. I'm going to take some more medicine
now. As I said, I don't think that Michael's done any research, you know, into the whole thing.
You know, it's not that Michael haven't done any research. If Michael do all the research he want, he ain't going to believe it because he don't want to. Hold on, let me bring Vernon in.
Michael don't read that. Michael just takes life as it comes, you know. Michael just puts his opinion on everything, his own opinion on everything.
Wow. You know? All right, Vernon. Hold on, let's bring Vernon in. Go ahead.
What's going on, gentlemen? What's going on, man?
I'm glad you signed that. Yeah, happy Wednesday.
Oh, man, you know what? A lot of this information that I'm hearing right now, I just heard about it probably a couple of days ago from my cousin, man. I never really did any research on it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things, you know, Lou enlightened me on that went on. That's like the third villain. I didn't know anything about the third villain because
right.
They never really talked on it. And,
right.
You know, that's like y'all were talking about a while ago about the black boxes. I never knew that they never retrieved the black boxes that were on the plane. That's I mean, that is a hell of a coincidence, you know. yeah. You know, not one black box was retrieved. I mean, they always retrieve them damn black boxes. They don't retrieve nothing else.
Let me give you
another. How badly did Michael curse me out?
No. He got cursed out by me. But let me tell you another piece. Let me tell you another piece, Emmy. You know, see, you ain't going to hear this either. They scrambled some F-16s, but for some reason, nobody could give them the right location of where the planes were, so they kept flying out to sea. You see? But you ain't hearing about that either.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that was headed toward the Pentagon, you know, they were asked, you know, do you want us to scramble some F-16s and possibly shoot them down? And the decision was, nobody made a decision. Nobody knew. So don't tell me there's something ain't right. Come on now. You headed toward Washington, D.C. That shouldn't even be a question. Scramble them now.
Cheney gave the order not to shoot them down.
See? So, I mean, it's so much went wrong with that. But yet, individuals like Michael think everything is just, we just coming up, making it up as we go. Are you freaking kidding me? And then for him to sit there and insult me, telling me I'm the reason people are dying? No, you dumb, silly rabbit. You're the one reason why people are dying. Come back. Be a man, damn it. You living in the now. Be a man, come back and take it like you're supposed to. Damn it. I wish I had a private jet. I come find you.
Michael left the building.
Michael left the building.
Nah.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, Lord,
that's some interesting information y'all putting out there today, man. I think it's some things that, especially the little video clip you played there. That was, that
explained
a whole lot, you know.
It explained a whole lot, didn't it? Look, I'm telling you, man, go to National Geographic, right?
Yeah.
And the title of it is, and just put in 911, National Geographic 911, and it's a documentary going to come up, a four-part documentary. And look at it. And you're going to be surprised at some things.
Yeah, another thing too.
Hold on 1 second, Joe. I just want to throw this in there. It's like I was telling one of my friends before. This guy that has so much confidence in Barack Obama. Barack Obama and those people care nothing about us nor our children. Their children don't go through the same things that ours do. Their children don't join the military because they don't have the money to go to these Ivy League schools. Their children don't have to worry about those things. The way has already been paid for them. Their children will never see the things that we see. You have somebody like, I'll just use his name, Ron Paul. Ron Paul comes out and speaks against what's going on. Oh, they shun him. All they have to do is jump up and down and throw a little speech around with a few patriotic words in it. Then what Ron Paul just made sense about means absolutely nothing, because people don't care to check the facts. They'd rather be entertained.
All right. All right. Who else was saying something? I'm sorry.
Joe?
Yeah. I'm trying to tell Vernon that he can go to 911truth.org. I think that's the name of the URL.
Mm-hmm.
Got a whole lot of information about 9/11 up there to really, really start to make you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's calm that down, though.
What is that?
I don't know what the hell.
I know that's Vernon.
No, that's not Vernon.
No,
ain't Vernon today. No, that was low.
So usually that's Chris, but he's not here, right?
No, he's not here.
That was Joe. That was Joe accusing me of.
Yeah, that was me. I thought that was you, Vernon.
I've been easy on you, Joe. I've been real nice.
Oh, I appreciate that, Vernon. Both of you and your cousin are real nice today.
Okay, look, I'm going to put out there. I'm going to ask Lo first. Are you there, Lo? I already know what Joe thinks. So what do you think about Monday, the explosion in Boston? How you feeling about that? Do you think that's just a legitimate, somebody just did it for real, or do you think there's something a little bit something behind it?
I'm kind of busy, but it was homegrown, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. What about you, Vernon? Vernon, are you there?
I think they both got the homegrown.
It's a possibility. It could have been something that was set up, or it could have been actually individual actions, you know.
Actually, they're right. It could have been either one. But the whole thing is that we don't really know. But then you have people who say, "Oh, it couldn't be the government," and I have to say, you're fucking crazy. Because I don't know if you were here before, Verna, but I ran off a litany of the fucking atrocities that the fucking government has done in the past to the American citizens. So, I mean, when you have that kind of past, I mean, our government's past is no different, really, than Hitler. Hitler killed 6 million people in the ovens, theoretically, anyway. What did the What did the settlers do? They killed the entire. They ran and they killed almost all the Indians.
And look, wait before you go, Joe. Let me say this: mission accomplished, gentlemen. Congress just blocked the background check for guns. What'd that tell you? See,
they blocked everybody it. Or got they, passed it.
They blocked it.
Well, that means that's good.
Yeah. Well, good for who?
It's good for us because then. If they didn't block it, that means that we would have to go through all these background checks, and eventually they're going to tighten up on these background checks so that nobody gets a gun.
All right, but I'm going to say it again. Who was pushing? I mean, background check, okay, you do it, and there ain't no problem. If you're clean, you're clean. I mean, if you're not clean, you're going to get a gun if you really want one anyway, so I don't see what the point was about any, well, any freaking way.
Well,
but anyway, in this case, what I'm saying is that's good for the NRA, right?
It's good for all Americans,
yeah. Huh? See, my point. Exactly. My point is to keep everybody from protesting against it and saying we need it, cause a diversion, smoke screen, and then we go ahead and do it under the table, under the smoke screen, and by once everything clear, it's done, and nobody can do anything about it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but this particular, if they blocked it, it's good. But I'm going to disagree with you about the fact that if they do a background check, if it's clean, it's clean. It's not quite that simple. Because what they're trying to do in the background checks, they want to check out your medical history. Your medical history is now going to involve your psychiatric history. Your psychiatric history is going to be determined in the long run by the government. So you don't want that.
Okay. All right. I already know. I'm classified as out there, so don't matter to me. Like I said, if I want one, I know where to go and get one at.
Oh, yeah, but see, there are a lot of people who,
you know
it's giving the government an excuse to make sure that they can centralize our medical records. And then by accessing those medical records, they now have more information on it.
Well, Joe, I'm finna give you a newsflash. They're already doing that, especially in the military. You know, you remember back in the day when we had the big old medical jackets and carrying on? Well, you know, too, Joe, the big old medical jacket.
I remember
now,
sure.
Yeah, all the records now are being kept in one central.
Well, they're
central,
trying
gonna
to,
be
yeah,
kept in one central. No, ain't no trying. They're already doing it in a big central spot, and they're putting everything on this. Or they're going to give you a card with all your information on it. So, and it's going to be stored, so... It's already being done.
But that's
not
good, though.
Why it's not? Now, well, no, it's not good. I agree with you. But they're implementing their plan slowly but surely.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, they start off with the military because you really can't argue with what they do. because you raised your hand for however many years, so you just got to go with the flow there.
That's when you're inside. But the veterans are one of the worst treated people in the United States. After somebody's risked their life, and then they come out, and they get the shitty treatment by the VA doctors, who I believe shouldn't even be doctors.
Right.
So, I mean, the vet should receive hero's treatment from the time they're in the military, especially the people who fought in the, up front. They should receive hero's treatment from that time on to the day they die. But they don't.
But look, here's the thing. You know, working at the VA, you have a lot of veterans working at the VA, and they do more damage to the veterans than the civilians that work up there, believe it or not.
Oh, I believe it.
Hold on. Let me see somebody else holding their hands up
I
here.
I bet it's Michael.
I hope not. All right. 111, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah. But about y'all talking, with, see, the danger part of that is pros and cons, see. If you're telling a person that you want them to tell you all their problems, what's going on with them, and you having them thinking that you're going to take that gun, they're not going to open up to a doctor. See, this society is crazy. It's so contradictory, man. It's totally crazy because we don't deal with facts and deal with the real issues. And you're trying to take something out. Like you say again, you say that you can get a gun. If you want to get one, they can get one. And a criminal says the same thing.
The
criminal
point,
says the
Michael.
Same thing.
What's my point,
right,
Michael?
Exactly.
Move on to the next point.
Right. No, that's all I wanted to say. But, yeah, they're not going to open up. If they pass that law with the medical records, people are not going to open up. And then people might not even go see a doctor.
That's well, right. Hey, they don't go see them now because they can't afford it.
Right, but when you say crazy, I mean people who never went to a doctor. There's a lot of people that work every day. I'm quite sure I would work up, and some of them crazy as hell, never went to a doctor whatsoever. There's a lot of people that go in life that never went to talk to nobody or see nobody or nothing. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that's crazy as shit mentally, so.
Okay. East Coast says, Joe, you're wrong on the doctors. I have no problems with VA. You know what, East Coast, that's good. I'm glad it's like that, bro. Because, you know, you
yeah.
You must have. I don't know what part of the country you're in. Well, you're apparently
yeah,
the East
you,
Coast.
I think.
But I don't
East
know
Coast.
If you go to Atlanta or somewhere up north. But I'm glad to hear that, man, because everybody don't get that kind of treatment. You know, everybody don't get the luxury treatment and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, the reason why.
Go ahead.
The reason why East Coast gets it because he's fucking his doctor.
Oh, well, okay.
It's
I didn't need to know all that. Okay, I didn't need to know all
East
that.
East Coast told us that last week. He said he's fucking his fucking doctor. He got hit like, you know.
All right, well, okay. You and East Coast have that conversation together somewhere else.
Okay.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You know, I'm not getting into that. But,
because I know my father didn't get good treatment. I didn't get good treatment. I don't care for the VA. Theoretically, it should be a good place to go to, but it's not.
You know, and it's amazing how we done moved on. We still on the government. We just done moved on. But that's great. That's great. You know.
I want to ask you something, though. It kind of correlates. If the government is the type of government that would do something like 9/11, like you say, why would you advise any guy to go into the military? Because they go to the military, they're representing the government that you're saying that's doing stuff to their own people. I mean, the way that y'all describe 9/11 is the government is intentionally trying to kill their own Americans, intentionally, and something like that. I wouldn't have nobody join no military like that.
Well, Michael, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Michael, and this is why I say have them go in the military, because the less likely them getting killed out here on the street, they more likely to get killed out here on the street than they are in military combat. It's just that simple. You understand what I'm saying? At least in the military, they have a chance of doing something with their lives. They have a chance of learning a trade. They have a chance of saving some money, getting their first auto, you know, things like that. That's why I say go in the military. They have a chance. They have a chance of going to school, and then not having to worry about paying for it. That's why I say.
But notice everything you said is mature.
What the hell is
that? Going to the military.
What?
I don't know. It's not me. But everything you said was material beneficial. It's all about material beneficial. But when you sign up for the military,
Lord,
you're putting
you
your life.
Yeah.
Someone, you can't dictate whether you go and fight or not. Someone else dictates whether you fight or not. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, if you're saying this and you're saying going to the military, you have to say, well, why are you going to the military? I mean, I wouldn't go into the service with a country that would intentionally do 9/11. If someone thinks that someone intentionally do 9/11 like this government, they shouldn't go into no military.
Well, there are people who don't. There are people who are conscientious objectors, and they don't want to join the military.
Right. So, I wouldn't be a recruiter for the military. That's all I'm saying.
I think you'd be a good recruiter, Mike. I think you'd dazzle everybody's brains, and they just sign on the dotted line, and I think you could probably be recruiter of the month.
You think so?
Yeah.
As long as they get my bonus check, I'll be all right.
You know what I'm saying? Man, you'd, yeah,
see,
you'd,
see,
you'd get
well,
those
see.
Bonus checks.
It's a nice
see,
day today.
Thing.
Wow, it's really nice.
Okay.
But anybody, nobody's discussed that third tower yet.
And now nobody's going to talk about it.
Nobody's
going to talk about
is?
It. Because, right. Because here's the thing. Nobody understands what happened. What the hell? Why did it stay up? Why? You know, everybody want to say, well, you know, I mean, why did it fall? I'm sorry. You know, it's like, okay, here we go. Loading fell down. Okay, anyway. I'm
I
doing
wish everybody would come on the line. I'd like to find out what she thinks about 9/11.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Okay, let me see if I can't call up and see if she'll come on the show. Ebony.
You got a number? Yeah, you do that.
Yeah. You're being paged, Ebony.
She'll probably hear you, too.
Yeah, she probably hear me. Let me go on and put a song out there. So she'll come on. She know that the bat song right there. Here you go. Okay. Did she hear that?
Worry.
She know it's her time. That's about my... Okay, anyway. But nobody can explain why that building came down. You know, no one can explain that. You know, you have two buildings. Everybody talking about, well, you know, a piece of those buildings fell on it. Bull crap. Those buildings came straight down like dominoes, just straight on down. You know, that's just straight on down. Nothing fell over on top of it. That building was 47 floors high. 47.
You know what? Yeah, that's the whole thing. I remember, like, for years, I thought it was kind of strange that the buildings fell down into their own footprint and not one of them
right.
fell over each other. But then I figured, you know, look, if that's what happened, that's what happened. But, you know.
Mm. No. Because you can go to inner demolition and you see that's the way it's done from the inside out.
Oh, yeah.
The same way, just straight down. Now, we know, from blowing up other stuff, you know, if something's going to fall, it's going to fall all over the place. It's not just going to come neatly down in a nice little rubble right there where nobody, you know, outside the little perimeter is hurt besides the dust, what have you. So, you know what? That's craziness. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Hold on, Joe. Let's see. Oh, Miss Ebony. Miss Ebony? Miss Ebony? Okay. Yeah, I think she's busy right now, but I'm sure she'll get back in a minute.
That would have been coincidental.
Oh, Lord have mercy. What would have been coincidental? Come on now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Don't show get excited when Ebony come around on you.
Yeah, and there goes Vernon.
Thanks.
I love that
Yeah, everybody wants me and her to get all kinds of tied up and everything. All right.
I ain't saying nothing of the sort. I don't care.
Yeah.
Huh?
I bet he's skinning and grinning, ain't he?
I guess so. I don't know. Oh, Lord. But let me go back to Michael for a moment. Michael, what do you have against the... Well, I guess what you have with everything, nobody's in the now or the reality that you live in. Everything is you're against everything that's not in your reality, correct?
Because Michael only talk actuality.
Yeah, that thing. Michael,
you talking actuality now?
You know, Michael done ran away. It's funny, when
Man,
you talk about
back.
That, he run away.
Man, he runs away and comes back.
I think he has to go and get a shot, you know, come on back. Hey, Michael Hood, I see you.
Kind of early for that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not for Michael. Yeah, but Joe, he does get up, you know, he does get a little hype when Ebony is.
Oh, just a little hyper, do you think? Yeah. Hold up.
Yeah, until she says something he doesn't like, you know, then we have an issue.
Poor Michael.
Oh, whatever.
I guarantee he'll be back. He'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back, all right. Next we ain't trying to hear him no more. In 10 minutes.
Next 10 minutes, I guarantee it. He'll be back.
His line is still open. Ah,
see?
I don't...
See, he never went away.
No, he never went away. Yeah. Never went away. You know, Carbon and Nat Nerd is having quite a conversation in the chat room.
What are they saying?
Well.
And who are they? I don't even know. Who. I never heard of them.
You know who Carbon. Carbon is Supreme. That's Carbon Radio Supreme.
Oh, okay.
Nat Nerd, this is first time here, so as far as I remember. But, you know, they got their little conversation going. You ain't going to be talking to me, called to in Carbon Radio. Then you can speak to me. I don't need you on my list of friends. That was Carbon was telling Nat. And Nat said, Carbon, I'm going to turn my Skype on, bro. My name is Derek Cooper 12. Call me after the show. I want to talk to you. And Carbon says, there ain't going to be any contact with you, and you ain't my brother. Like I said, help some black people, then get back to me. And you're typically clued up.
Oh, boy. But the whole show is about, the show, the premise is about whether or not we can trust the government. That's the whole premise of the show.
Can we really trust the government? Really?
Oh, I say hell no. Fuck no. No way.
One, Vernon? Well, I guess.
Don't bother Low. Okay. He's busy
low,
with his.
Low drop. So I guess it's just me and you. Well, that's two. I don't say you can't trust them either. I really don't.
I'm here, Eric. I'm a little busy right now. I'm on just a second.
All right. But yeah. So I guess not.
Because I don't. I mean, look at history. I know, and that's something that people should be aware of because, you know, the history of the United States government, the government's supposed to be, people think they're supposed to be in control of us. They're not supposed to be in control of us. They're supposed to help us out. They're supposed to protect us, but not supposed to be in control of us. But we give them too much power.
I'm going to say, so how did they get so much control then?
We gave it to them. Yeah. They passed the legislation, and we didn't make a fuss about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And look at what's happening nowadays. I mean, they're talking about taking people's guns away. Why? Because of some very tragic events that happened. But they were very, very few and far between. These mass murderers, they killed people not because of the guns. They just, you know, because they, I think virtually all of them were on psychotropic drugs. And when you take a look at the normal prescription that people get today, do you know that half the people in the United States are on some sort of prescription drugs?
Well, yeah.
And half of those people, huh?
And a lot of them are veterans.
Yeah, too many of them are veterans. Too many of them are getting half PTSD, and the government isn't doing anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's another failing of the government.
Tell me about it. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
You know, you should have seen my father's medicine chest. You know, he was in World War II, but even when he died around the age of 73 or so, the guy had, like, he was taking pills every fucking day because the VA, from the time he got out, they kept on saying, well, you got to do this. You know, this is what you have to, you know, take. So he was always up on pills. So they think pills can cure everything. Pills.
You know what the pills are for? And they're really not the cure. They just to pacify you. They're not really not the cure. They just to pacify you. That's all they for. You know. I know some people that get pills. They don't take them unless they have to go to their appointment. You know, the yearly appointment or what have you. That's the only time they start taking them. So they're in their blood and they have to do the blood work. No, because, you know, like you say, they give you so many. They start, if they were to work, they don't because they counteract each other.
Counteract each other. And then they cause harmful side effects as a result. No, you know, I don't even like to take aspirin. I don't take aspirin. If I have some sort of stupid little pain that's persistent, I'll take acetaminophen. And hopefully it'll take care of it. And if it doesn't, then I got some stronger shit, but I'm saving that stuff for some real pain. You kidding me?
For some stronger pain.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, when you've had toothaches and they prescribe painkillers and they prescribe antibiotics and stuff, I didn't take all of them. You know, I saved them.
Let's see. Hey, East Coast says, just shut the government down, Joe. Just shut them down.
Well, isn't East Coast full of nice solutions? That's it. How you do that, East?
I don't know. That's a good question. And I think if we knew a lot of things, a lot of things could be done.
If I could shut the government down, boy, would I do it quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the Supreme Court ruled on something today on an old law. Where is it? You know, I've been checking things out since we don't have. And what's up with this? All of a sudden, you know, there's the big news breaking story that they have a suspect and they have somebody in custody and they have identified him. And then when they get on live TV, oh, our sources say they don't have anybody. So here's my question. I'm just going to ask you. Do they have someone they just don't want us to know? And in Michael terms, they torturing them to see what else going on? Or did they honestly make a mistake and somebody jumped the gun? Or somebody said something and misunderstood what was said, and they leaked it out to the press, and the press, without checking facts, just jumped all over it.
You don't really know. I mean, the Obama administration has a habit of changing stories in midair. I mean, in midstream. Like when they were talking about Osama bin Laden. First he wasn't in the building, in the whatever, the cabin or whatever, the apartment that he was in. Then he was. Then he fired a gun. Then he didn't fire a gun. Then he hid behind his wife. Then he didn't hide behind his wife. And then they buried supposedly buried this guy at sea because they wanted to respect the Muslim ritual.
Yeah,
no fucking
You ask
the Muslim, they go, fucking ritual? All we got is sand. What fucking water ritual do we have? We don't bury
people.
Do you really? I mean, I'm just asking. Do you really believe they actually got bin Laden? Or
do you know something? There's a guy called Steve Pachesnik. He supposedly served under about 3 or 4 different presidents, right? He's a he's a hostage negotiator, a doctor, he's an author, yada yada. He says bin Laden died around 2003. Years, 10 years ago.
Hmm.
He said this bullshit was only it was all fake.
Wow. All right. Chock full. I see you out there. Thanks for joining us today. Hold on, let me bring somebody else in here. Miss Ebony, you're on the air. What's going on, darling?
Hi, I'm okay. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Ebony. How did you get here?
Flew in.
Oh, you did you?
Yeah, did you not see me?
Is that right? Okay.
Anyway,
you know what?
Wait, before you get started, Joe, Ebony, you got a show scheduled the same time I do tomorrow.
Yeah, I got one tomorrow. You know, it's the one that I do with Steve Dean. So I don't know. What are you talking about tomorrow on yours?
I don't know. I was going to say, let's do a simulcast. I'll call your show and we just go at it together.
Okay, now cool.
You know, what y'all think about
that? Why are you being that way? Is that Joe? Joe's supposed to be my friend, and you see how he is?
What? What did I do? I'm quiet. I'm quiet. I'm all of a sudden, I did something.
All right.
Jesus Christ, you know, woman's talking. I'm keeping my mouth shut. All of a sudden, I'm doing something wrong.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said something.
I didn't say shit.
I apologize.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
I was saying before you got here, I wish you were here because I wanted to find out your opinion about 9/11.
Oh, right. Okay. You haven't got enough time, really, to hear my opinion.
Yeah, we do. We got plenty of time. Let's go. We done heard everybody else. And we got plenty of time.
Well, I suppose you guys are talking about whether it was, what, the conspiracy? Well, I do believe it was all a little bit, you know, made up in a way. I don't want to believe that, you know, that people would really kill that many people and it all be part of some big plan that benefited someone in the West. But More and more, it's looking that way, unfortunately.
Well, you can talk. You know, you can say that about the government. We say it about the government. We don't trust it.
Yeah. No, I just think it's...
Like, and I don't trust your English government.
Well, even the English don't trust their government, so there you go.
Right.
Right. So, you know, I just think so many people died, and it's such one... It's one of those really difficult ones, because for the victims, it's like if you're an American victim and your family, you've lost someone, to hear people say that that was done, it was a government thing done to you, it's very hard to hear and for anybody to really want to believe. But it does sound like it could be. But I just don't know. Who knows? I really don't know.
The government sucks, and something you may not be aware of is that our government has a history.
Okay. Go ahead.
It has a history of killing its own people.
Yeah, that's deep, though. That's a hard one.
But are you aware of how deep it goes?
Well, you know, you had the whole thing with bin Laden where he got killed. I'm sorry, I wasn't really listening hard to what you were saying, but I absolutely think that's a little bit interesting that a body never showed up. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You know, we've been chasing this man for years and years and years, and there's no body. Apparently the body is buried out at sea. Why not, you know? Everybody else who got caught, they got a body. I mean, you know, what's the other one? What's the other one that they hung? You know, and
Saddam Hussein.
Yes, right, okay. So they were prepared to do that publicly and everybody see that, you know, he was killed.
Mm.
Then why is bin Laden hidden? Why is that body thrown out at sea, apparently, and nobody sees anything? I don't get that one. That one I do not believe, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
The Twin Towers... Okay. A little bit more. I don't know. I hear the conspiracy stuff. I don't know if I totally believe that it was a conspiracy.
Well, what kind of conspiracy stuff have you heard?
Well, what I hear is that, or what people say is probably what you guys say over there, that it was a government plan. You know, no one could ever have got to the Twin Towers in the Western world, given the amount of technology we have to see what's going on. You know, above our skies, for that to happen in the way that it happened. That's what people say here. But I don't know if that's really true.
Well, let me add my two cents to that. We're talking about the tech.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. First off, they had 19 hijackers, and they 7 of them are still alive. So they got that story wrong. 7
right.
of them are still alive, okay? Then when you're talking about the technology, do you know that the planes flew around for about a half an hour before they all, the second
yeah.
one, I think, crashed
yeah.
into the second
they
tower.
Did.
A
yeah.
half an hour.
Yeah, because
the protocol,
yeah.
if somebody goes off course at all for any reason, within
yeah.
about 3 or 4 minutes, there's an F-14.
They would have been onto it.
Yeah. So they're letting this plane fly around for half an hour, and instead of aiming towards the nuclear reactor that I think is at, what is it, Indian Point, I think it's called, and then destroying the whole northern seaboard, northeastern seaboard for a few thousand years, they go into the it's like trying to thread a needle. So they try to, they make a turn, which hundreds of pilots have said they could not do, okay? But these people who do not know how to land a plane or take a plane off, they know how to do this particular turn. Okay, right away. So again,
uh-huh.
that's suspicious. Then they thread a needle by going into the towers instead of going into a nice wide nuclear reactor.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
Go
the
ahead.
4 transponders are missing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And here's another thing we never even discussed today, Eric, is that in near the Pentagon, there was something like, I've heard the number of 15, but even if there's only about 5 cameras, which supposedly shot whatever hit the Pentagon, and the FBI has never revealed what those cameras saw. Are you kidding me? So there's just too many. See, when you have too many unanswered questions, you have to turn your finger towards the government because it's their job to give us answers.
Yep. We've never had them. We've never had any.
Never.
It just went very quiet, and then it focused on all the people who were rescued and or the people who died, and we got lost in that conversation.
Yeah, you're right.
Or anything.
And then in England, you had that 7/7 bombing, right?
Yes, we did.
And everybody's bad about that, I bet.
Yes.
Yeah.
See? I mean, it's just crazy. Hold on. We got Michael Hood on the line with us. He just joined us late. Michael, you there?
What's up? Is my line clear as well?
Hey, Power.
Your line is there. Your line is there, Power.
Yeah, just beating up that British dude, man. Hey, sister Ebony, peace to you.
Hi, peace to you.
I was going to say, this guy, you know, a lot of white folk in the UK, you know, they act deluded, like they ain't no racism. And a lot of them, they don't even live in London. You know, I think they think they're not racist because when they go to the shops, most of the shops that are owned by Asians, and a lot of the English people in the UK, they're very ignorant when it comes down towards race. You understand? They can't even tell the difference between a Caribbean person, someone from the Caribbean, and an African. You know,
I did notice you were having a little altercation in the chat room.
It's not even an altercation, it's just I'm just trying to show the guy truth because he's coming up there acting like, you know, these black people out here, United States have a big problem. You know, when we look at the London riots, they killed a black man at gunpoint, and they said that he was a drug dealer. He was shipping out guns and stuff. He was a gun runner, and they shot him in his head. And they said they've got videotapes. They still ain't brought forth the videotapes of what happened to Mark Duggan. Then they made the incident in the London riots look like it was just black niggers going in shops and stealing and breaking into shops. But hang on, they beat up the young black girl who was protesting up Tottenham, the 16-year-old black girl, and that's what kicked it off. So it weren't because the reason why it kicked off was because of the police beating up a young 16-year-old girl.
Yeah,
the reason why. It had nothing to do with these youth just being displeased with the system and wanting to go and start robbing shops. That's the way they made it look.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
And then they make it look as though, you know, there ain't no racism, nothing don't happen. Look at the football matches. You've seen black players have literally walk off the pitch and they're representing England. Walk off the pitch because of racism.
Yeah.
I don't even understand how all this racism at football matches is coming up. Because I remember when I was young, the first soccer match I went, I heard racism soon. Because I saw my team was playing against another black team. And when the other black team's player got the ball and he was getting near their net, they started a guy making monkey noises. I thought that went. But now all of a sudden the other day I'm hearing all these racist stuff going on at football matches. You know, there's an issue in the UK, no? That's some craziness.
You mean the other black team started doing that?
No. They had a player. Yeah, go on, sister. You explain it.
It came from Europe. It came from Europe. So when we play games in Europe with European teams, the racism comes from, you know, those countries like, you know, the Eastern European bloc countries. So if we go to
I read about that.
One of those countries, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but sister, what about the Bolton footballer? The one who had a heart attack on the football pitch and they were sending racist tweets for what's his name? Mwamba. Mwamba. You remember that, sister?
Yeah.
And how they were sending him hundreds of racist emails. People saying they hope he dies.
Yeah, I remember that.
Bled for, maybe you don't. It's soccer, isn't it? So you may not even.
Yeah, it's soccer.
You know.
I know what you're talking about. Go ahead. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they were sending him racist tweets and all sorts. The guy was on his deathbed. Future England player. And that's the way they give respect. since this is a ongoing, a long thing, every week a black person dies within in police custody, sister.
Well, yes, no. There's a lot of deaths. I
that's
don't know if it's one every
that's
week.
Not, that's a fact.
I don't know if it's one every week, but there's
it's
been
one every week,
deaths here.
That's fact.
Yeah.
That number's been put up once every week. It's just that we don't hear about half the stuff
yeah.
that goes on. Because in the UK, they're very good at hiding news. For me to get a good news, to get the real news in my own country, right, I have to read the three Guardians that come on the train, right, or I have to look up RT News. That's the only way I'm going to hear some real stuff that goes on. But the public ones like your IT, what do you call it, your London News on ITV, that just prints lots of rubbish, and as well as BBC, don't really give you what's really going on.
No, it's not in their interest for you to know.
I've heard of this.
Let me ask both of you from England. Over here, they're militarizing our police force. The federal government is militarizing the state police and the city police to become as one. Is the same thing happening over there in the UK?
No, not really.
No?
They don't need to.
No.
They just got more cameras, but they don't need to do that. If they know that someone's got a gun, they will have a gun for.
They'll come for a gun. Yeah.
Did you notice today
at Maggie's funeral the police, you know, they were marching with their guns. Today.
Of course.
Yeah, because they say they had some people booing
Maggie?
As he went by.
You call Margaret Thatcher Maggie?
Well, that's
their
nickname.
Call her Maggie.
Oh,
yeah,
wow. You're on first name basis with Maggie.
Well, everyone was celebrating up Brixton. Everyone's out happy around where I live, you know, in South London. Everyone's happy.
Well, I don't know. You know what? I'm like, listen, the woman lived for 87 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she was in power up until what? 1990 or something, right?
Yeah,
and she resigned when she left power. She wasn't voted out, right? So people have had a long time while she was breathing to show their displeasure or to kick off or to celebrate. I don't know that I really check for people jumping up and down now she is dead, because she was not in power all that time up until her death. She was in power up until the 90s. So what we're talking about is old news, really, technically. It's just interesting that people, you know, decide now, you know, at her death to be making a protest. Do you know what? She's not the only people who will know are what her family and those people in power are supporting her anyway in her death. So the right time for me for people to protest, let me just say, put it out there, you want to make a protest against an ex-politician, like be it Clinton, whoever, do it whilst they're breathing, please. I don't see the point of it when they're gone. That's my
good
own
point.
Well,
good
she
point.
Shut down a lot
that's
of black businesses, you know, sister. She shut yeah, down a lot of black
businesses. She was around a long time, man. She did
work.
Okay, but there's also the point that she did something which I actually agree with, that I don't agree with, but I see what she did. There were a lot of people were against the fact that she sold off council housing, right? She got people to buy their own council houses in this country. And a lot of people who couldn't afford at the time to ever own a property got the opportunity to own property and sell it back, right, 10, 20 years later for a massive profit and made money. Right? Those were the poor people. So, you know what? Hey, there is a lot of people who did benefit from the sale of council housing. There's a lot of bad things that she did, but she did them in this life, and people should have kicked off about it in life. It's too late now. That's for me.
Wow, you really did like Maggie, huh?
I didn't like her. I just said it's too late.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I'd never, ever voted for her. I had the chance because she was in for 11 years.
You pull that one off.
I never voted Conservative, and I never would. Right?
Oh, Supreme Court. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Actually, it's never too late. And the reason why it's never too late is because if you don't talk about it, you'll forget about it. And the people that precede you won't know anything about it. And the same things will happen again and again and again and again.
Well, in the
That's
UK... I'm saying in the UK, it has happened again and again, and
mm-hmm.
Conservatives are now back in power. they're now back in power and are doing probably far worse than she ever did. And people are still swallowing it. So, do you know what I'm like? I hear you lot kicking up about stuff that happened 20 years ago. Why don't you kick up about what's going on right now? We've got universal credit that's coming that's going to make a hell of a lot more people who are poor even poorer, okay? And they have the chances of losing their homes, of losing their jobs. You know, we've got massive unemployment. We've got people really struggling, right, to get out of, you know, the bottomless pit of unemployment. You know, their jobs are suffering, businesses are suffering, but no one's kicking off, okay, about those things. Kick off about what you can kick off and change right now. Don't spend your time kicking off about what Maggie did, because Maggie's sleeping now. She's resting. Let's kick off about what's going on here right now.
Is this the BBC? Is this the BBC or what? Does it matter?
Why you about it? Back. Let's talk. This is my show. Let her go. Hey, you may learn something, Michael, that everything is the same all over the world. But go ahead.
And it is.
Huh?
And guess what? And all the people are the same over the world. We come to each other. That's what I'm saying. I get that, bro. You think we're different. We're not.
Well, in all actuality, I've never seen a black person in parliament over in the UK, you know, and I can tell you from the black perspective that the whole black community, other than the Uncle Toms that was going to kiss ass just to get position, hated the whole government for a long time. More especially when right before Obama got elected, they rolled him out and let him take the place as being a rock star, so everybody would love him. The black people wanted him just because of his skin complexion, regardless of what his politics were. He was somebody that they could use, and they used him. Black people, for the most part, will not tolerate anyone saying anything against the government, more especially against Barack Obama. All the people that were, I mean, you had the people in the barbershops talking politics all of a sudden. You know, these things really mattered then because, man, we're going to have to do something. This shit's only getting worse. That's what was coming out of people's mouths. We were already at
Cuba
rock
bottom. Cuba does the same thing. Cuba does the same thing. I said Cuba does the same thing.
Cuba. You said Cuba?
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, Cuba does the same thing to their political people that talk. There's a lot of countries, a lot of those dictator countries. That's what they do. Gaddafi, all of them. You talk against the politics, they come and lock you up. That's why we're blessed to be in America.
Really? I'm glad you said that. Wow, are you serious? They talk right now, you can say something against the government and they come get you and lock you up without charges and you blessed to be in America. God bless America.
Ain't that something?
Do you see what they've done in America? Do you see the appeal of Obama is very, very sophisticated. It's very smart because, you know, he is a person of color. You know, so he appeals to people of color. He's not of one particular race, so he appeals to people of different races. And the fact that he's also, you know, for the gay.
Ma'am, before you say anything else, I'm sorry to cut you off, but white people don't claim Obama in the United States anyway.
Well,
just a black man in the United States.
A lot of them voted for him, so what are you saying?
A lot of them voted for him because they were suffering.
Yeah.
So, it had nothing to do. They could have put a dog and a cat up there to run against whatever Republican they had after George Bush. It wouldn't have mattered. You saw the monkeys they had up there, John McCain and Sarah Palin. They didn't expect to win. That was a farce.
Wow.
Well, they were doing all right at the beginning, but then they burnt out.
Well, everybody does in government, don't they?
Huh?
Once the reality of government, once you get into government, it's like, you know, anything. You move into that whole institution, you know, whatever you started off being, you're going to change. It happened here. I mean, I voted for Tony Blair, you know, when you know, we wanted to get rid of Maggie Thatcher. you know, Tony Blair was
Maggie, why don't you talk about me?
Yeah. Okay, Joe. All right. We don't want
I know. I can't do what's his name.
Tony Blair was the fresh face of Labour, and a lot of people, young people at that time, voted him in and thought he was the best thing to follow. And I thought he was very good for a while, but once he got into government and he started becoming friends with the US, you know, because you're our cousins and we have to play that game of whatever you do, we do. He got messed up.
That's right. Downing Street showed him up.
Yeah. So, you know, he would have been fine, but he went and he started following Bush. And that was
true. Well, when it came to Iraq, it did, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, to go back into history, actually, we followed Blair because ever since 1945, when the British pulled out of Iraq, and a lot of people don't know this, the British were in Iraq a long, long time ago, and they pulled out. But they always wanted to go back in for the oil. Mm-hmm. So Bush accommodated the Bank of England and Tony Blair, and Tony Blair accommodated us, and we went in there to get Hussein, and now we own the poppy fields of Afghanistan.
There you go. There's always a reason why.
Oh, yeah. They're never going there. I mean, come on. They never going
there. It's not for us.
It's never for what they claim, the democracy. And,
hell no.
All of that. Oh, that's just a smokescreen to get in. If they say they're going in to promote democracy, they're going in there to kill everybody.
I had somebody tell me today, how are we going to promote democracy when we can't even get it to work here?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. So that makes no sense whatsoever.
I tell you what you do, Mr. Talk. When you in your spare time when you get off, read Habakkuk 2:12.
Have a what?
Look, you know what you know, y'all give me so much to read, man. I'll be reading for the next 10 years.
Okay, but I'll tell you what it says. I'm gonna paraphrase it. Woe to him who builds a city on blood.
Oh, okay. All right. That says a lot, huh? Whoa.
This city was built on blood.
that sounds pretty deep.
So just tell the next generation to go in the military. That's another thing. Just tell the generation don't go in the military. Because if you want them to go in the military, you're contradicting everything you're saying.
If they're
government is promoting. Because they're promoting democracy, and those soldiers are going to be going in that foreign land and promoting that same democracy. So what do you want? I mean, the only thing that we can do is change it as people. I mean, we change the politicians. That's it.
Okay.
We barely change the politicians.
Now, thank you.
We change the politicians.
20 years.
Which politician right now has your mind? No politician controls your mind. None. What? Anyone on the phone?
Oh, really?
So tell me which politician controls you and tells you what to do, Joe?
They all do. You know how they do it?
No, tell me.
I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you right now. We have 50 states. Everybody hates politicians, but they keep voting in their congressman of their state. That's how these assholes keep getting reelected.
And who is the problem because of their mind, their brainwashed? That's not the politician's fault.
That's not the politician's fault? They're the ones who spreading the propaganda.
Not.
They're the ones who were doing false flag.
Hold on.
How about the politicians are the ones that are brainwashing you?
No. Anybody knows in Salesforce, even with a college credits, that when you take an English or a sales class, they teach you about propaganda. So everybody
knows about propaganda.
Yeah, where they teach
everybody
you about propaganda?
Knows about
sales. Oh, really?
Look, sales tactics are propaganda. Propaganda is becoming in many
have you
forms.
Taken? Do they teach
religion
you about propaganda?
Look, religion can be propaganda. Propaganda can come in many forms.
All right, so in what form have they taught you when you went to college?
Propaganda. A woman can have propaganda to get my money or let me sleep with her. Propaganda can come in any form.
Okay, so what's the propaganda that they were teaching in
so
college?
We put on propaganda amongst each other all the time. So when you say the
All right, so good. So we're just, you're
right,
the one that's saying
he learned a
new
word.
People give you propaganda every day, brother.
You know, there's propaganda going on right now.
I thought it's a country.
Exactly.
It's called Michael propaganda.
Exactly. Right. Hold on. He's going to be the propaganda clown. So we laugh and trip off of Michael, the crazy one. That's propaganda. It's not true, but it's propaganda.
But
you want to make everybody
really
say
that
I'm crazy, but it's
but
not,
Mike,
you know.
Yeah, I know it's true, Mike. But it could also be a contradiction.
No, don't say that. Please.
Don't get him started, Ebony.
Do you know what? Anyway, I've got to leave you guys. I just if we're going to do the joint show tomorrow.
Yeah,
we're going to
do the joint show tomorrow.
I'm talking about the weakest link is you. Would you change for love?
Oh, that's going to be a good one. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be there.
Okay. Do you like that one, Joe?
Well, first of all, I just want to say, if I don't admit that, listen, that change for love, listen, love is not wanting someone to do something and you give them love. That's not
tomorrow.
Love.
That's tomorrow's show, Michael. That's tomorrow's show.
That's bribery. You bribing somebody.
Michael.
That's not
Michael,
love.
Tomorrow. You sound like Daffy Duck.
You sound like a baby sheep. For love. That's what you get for interrupting me, Mike.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. All right. My gracious, now that's funny. That really is. All right.
I'm looking forward to Michael tomorrow. I'm here.
Yeah, this should be interesting. I'm telling you, two shows combined together. We going to make some things happen tomorrow.
Oh, God. Is Michael going to come?
Yeah, probably. Ebony, you going to call me or am I going to call you?
Cool in.
Hey, look. I'm all you guys is liquor, you know. I'm like the liquor in the punch.
I know. He's the liquor in the punch.
Liquor in the punch.
You know,
I spice the punch bowl. I'm spicing the punch bowl. Come on, Joe. Get with it. Wake up, Joe.
I'm asleep, Mike. You put me to sleep.
We're awake.
Man.
Okay. Ask me what my last words are.
Yeah, well, never mind. That's a shame. All right. Before we get out of here, though, you're going to get a chance to say it. Michael Hood, are you there? Michael Hood. Call him Michael Hood.
I'm here.
All right, man. And see, he been out here listening. Go on, give me your last words, man. We about to get up out of here now.
I just want to say, any of y'all live by Louisiana?
Because
there's a sinkhole in Louisiana, and it's about to erupt.
A sinkhole?
Yeah, that sinkhole, yeah. I think I'm...
Yeah, no, but see, the tidal currents are moving into sinkhole now.
Oh. Really?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's going to be... Ooh, Lord.
Yeah, that's going to be...
Go look at the video. They got footage of it.
Okay, well, we get to it, man. We get to it. You know, I have to kind of have to dedicate all my attention to the show. My old sidekick don't show up anymore. All right. That's it, Michael?
Yeah, that's it.
Michael, don't go away. I got a dedication to you.
That's the wrong Michael.
That's the wrong Michael.
Oh, sorry.
That's the wrong Michael. All right, but thank you, Mike. See you tomorrow, man. All right, Ebony, your last words, darling.
Well, just to say, I hope you guys, enjoy the show that we do together tomorrow. And I'd love to hear your point of view, especially Joe's, on being the weakest link.
Oh, especially Jen.
And if you knew Joe, would you change if you were in love?
I would change if I was doing something wrong that irritated my chick.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Your chick. Yeah, calling her a chick. You know, some women don't like that. But anyway, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Forehand.
I don't bend over. They don't have to like it.
Yeah. All right, Ebony. We'll get together tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks. See you then.
All righty.
Goodbye, chick.
All right, Michael. Oh, there you go. Michael, you there?
No, it's Bird. That's
I hope you guys enjoy hearing all facts. You know, you may think I'm, crazy. I think you guys are crazy, too. You know, but if you just listen to what we're saying, it works both ways. But see, all this is, you got to realize, why do we have problems? Whoever had those bombs today, they have an ideology saying They want revenge, this and that. They have a belief system, and they're crazy delusional. So, we have to watch it, and we can't live in fear, guys. So that's all I want to say. No matter what, don't live in fear. If you live in fear, you might as well slit your wrist. So I talk to y'all later.
All right, Mike, thanks. Look, he actually made a little bit of sense on that one. Mm. Not much, but a little bit. Mm. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, this is my dedication to Mike.
Oh, Lord. I knew you were going to. Oh, Lord. All right, Michael. Mike, I'm going to give you a chance to get him back tomorrow.
Yeah,
okay?
Michael, come on back.
Yeah. Wow. Anything else besides the bye? Look, I'm gonna have to go and find that sound now. Just make sure I have it.
You have to put it into your intro.
Yeah. Just for him. Y'all, yeah. Let's welcome Michael to the show. Bye.
I know. Yeah. And here's a member of the council.
Nah. Oh, yeah, you weren't here. You're no longer the council. You're the crew.
Oh, we're the crew now?
Yeah, we're the crew. You know, because the council consisted of other people. But since they're no longer here, you know, we went ahead and I decided to change it. We the crew now.
Oh, okay.
Y'all the crew.
All right.
All right. Mm. Wow. Oh. Yeah.
All right. Hey, all right. Here's Michael. Well, you all know contradiction. Bah.
Lord have mercy. See, if he
Mike's
ever gets his own
kill
show,
me
that'd be perfect.
Mike, yeah. you're gonna forgive me, right, Mike? Michael,
yeah, he can't hear you right now. He on mute because y'all been going at it. Y'all be here another 30 minutes, man.
Oh, Jesus, if you want to mute him, he's got some nice things to say. I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, Joe.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
Take it easy, Merrick. All right.
All right.
Bye, Mike. I won't even.
Oh, Lord have mercy, I tell you, man. The cats, man. But that's part of the crew. They're part of the crew. Hey, I want to thank everybody for joining me today. Chockful, hey, thank you for the information you gave me. Appreciate it. And, you know, I ain't sitting around, so you got to show you some love. There we go. And you're more than welcome to come back anytime. Miss Sycamore's Place, also thank you for joining. You know, cool. Very cool. All right, and of course I want to thank my regulars, Benny, East Coast, Ebony, Michael Hood, everybody else in the chat room that dropped by, then the crew. Hey, can never do a show without the crew. They keep it interesting, that for sure. All right, y'all. Well, let's see what we got going on. Don't forget tomorrow, we got a special show going on. We're going to chime in since Ebony having a show at the same time. We're going to do a co-show. Yeah, I guess that's what we call it. We're going to do a cold show. We're going to call in while she's live, and we're going to join her show, and we're going to do this thing together. So it should be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. So I hope y'all join in tomorrow. Now, don't forget, if you want to leave me any comments or, you know, suggestions for topics, anything like that, just don't forget to send me an email at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. Or go to my Facebook page at Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. You know, like the page. You know, leave me a message. I'm just saying hi. I'm always there, so check me out. I'll be more than happy to friend you also. All right, let's see what we got left here. All right, the show closing. Here's my closing for today. So often, we allow people and things around us to dictate our mood and our behavior when we should not. Life is short. So we should make every effort to live it to the fullest every single day. No one is promised tomorrow, so why not live today as if it was your last day? To a young person, time means little, but to an older person, time is everything. God blesses us that we can be a blessing to others, so why not strive daily to be a blessing to someone, whether it is by a kind act, word, or deed? All right. That sounded, I love that. I love that. And those are some powerful words right there. All right. Well, that's it for tomorrow. That's the show for today. I'm sorry. Join us tomorrow, okay, where we'll be teaming up with Ebony on her show about love, and if you're the weakest link, would you change for your partner? That should be very interesting. Remember to keep smiling. Show appreciation to those that you love, and hopefully they'll show appreciation back to you. Even if you don't love them, don't know them, you go somewhere, show appreciation, you'd be surprised at what you get back. And don't forget to forgive with an open heart. That's very important. Forgive with an open heart. However, remember, if your heart is not open and you haven't forgiven yourself, you can't forgive anyone else. All right, tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific time. Hey, until then, we're going to go out with the song of the day. This song was so good, man, I had no choice but to play it again because I really like this song. And we're going to go out with that with the song. Song of the Day, Wake Up Everybody by Teddy Pendergrass and Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. All right, until tomorrow, y'all, 2 p.m., I'm out of here.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. We gotta change the world, just you and me. Come on, come on.
don't matter. Yeah, yeah. What race, creed, or color? Everybody, we need each other. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking. Time for thinking ahead.